The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Tonight I would like to narrate to you some of the special virtues and fadilat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And these fadail will be in the words of Ali himself. This is actually almost 20 years after the passing away of Rasulullah. This is the time when the second Khalifa was injured fatally, and he appointed 6 individuals to be in a shura. It's a committee where they will sit down and choose among themselves who will be the next Khalifa. That towards the end of this discussion, when Ali was not given the Khilafat, he says, Ali stood up and he told them, لا احتجن عليكم بما لا يستطيع عربيكم ولا عجميكم يغير ذلك. I'm going to present to you my arguments, which no Arab or non-Arab in the world of Islam will be able to change or deny. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen mentioned about 30 points. We don't have the time for it. Then he says, أَنْشَدُكُمْ بِاللَّهَ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ لَهُ عَمٌ مَسْلَ عَمِّي حَمْزَ أَسَدُ اللَّهُ وَأَسَدُ رَسُولِهِ سَيِّدُ الشُّهُدَى غَيْرِي. I remind you of Allah. Does anyone of you have an uncle like my uncle, Hamza, the lion of Allah, and his messenger, the chief of the martyrs? And they said, by Allah, no. وَأَشْهَدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ عَهَدٌ زَوْجَةٌ مِثْلَ زَوْجَتِي فَاطِمَ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ سَيِّدَةُ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ غَيْرِي. I remind you of Allah, does anyone of you have a wife like my wife Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, the chief of the women of paradise? And all of them said no, including Usman. Remember this whole discussion they have? Zunnurain, that he was son of the Prophet, had 2 wives. Well, even if they were in that way, we consider them to be the adopted daughters of Khadija from her sister. And this makes it very clear that Fatima was the only daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then he comes to his sons. Remember the sons of the of Ali and Fatima. Rasulullah very proudly used to say they are Sibtain. Sibtain means grandsons. Sometimes he would even say they are Sibtain of the Ummah. And so respecting that title that the Prophet himself used for Hassan and Hussein, Ali says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلَّ فِيكُمْ عَهَدٌ لَهُ سِبْتَانْ مِثْلَ سِبْتَيَ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ سَيِّدَ شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ غَيْرِي. I remind you of Allah. Does anyone of you have 2 grandsons of the Prophet like my sons Hassan and Hussein, the chiefs of the youths of paradise? And of course they said, Allahumma la. And so talking about first that, you know, I am ahead of you as far as Iman and Islam is concerned. Then talking about this family, you know, status of the members of his family. Then Ali starts with what we call a hadith al-tayr, the hadith about the bird. This refers to a day when somebody, you know, had caught a bird and basically prepared it and brought as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah, according to the people who were there, especially the servant who was there, the Prophet prayed. And this is where Ali says to this group, وَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ قَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, I remind you of Allah, is there any one of you besides myself? About whom the Prophet said, and he prayed at that time when the bird was presented, اللهم آتني بأحب الخلق إليك وإلي وأشدهم محبا لي يأكل معي هذا الطائر. That, O Allah, bring to me a person who is the most beloved to you and me, and whom I love most, so that he may eat this bird with me. Now this servant was from the people of Medina, Ansar. He said, when I heard that, my wish was that Ansari would come at the door. And others had other wishes there. And when the knocking happened, and when Ali came in, Rasulullah said, this is what I wanted. And so he asked them, is there anyone that Rasulullah describes in this way? They said, Allahumma Allah. No, not at all. Especially, look at these words. He says that, أحب الخلق إليك وإلي, the most beloved of the human beings to you and me. And this is where we come to realize the status of Ali in the eyes of Rasulullah. Then he comes to Hadith Khaybar, where he says to them, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ قَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, I remind you of Allah, is there anyone among you other than me about whom Rasulullah said, لَعَطِيُنَّ الرَّعْيَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَرْجِعْ حَتَّى يَفْطَى اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. He says, is there anyone about whom the Prophet on the day of in the battle of Khaybar said, I shall give the command flag tomorrow to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and whom Allah and His Messenger love, the one who will not return from the battle until Allah grants victory in his hands. And then Ali says then that this is when others return back the days before defeated. Is this by about any of you other than me? And all of them had no choice but to say, Allahumma Allah. And I'm just selecting some of the hymn, leaving some on the side. Then Amir al-Mu'minin turns to them and says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ هَلْ فِيكُمْ قَالَ أَحَدٌ قَالَ لَهُ جِبْرَيْلُ هَذِهِ هِيَ الْمُوَاسَاتِ. This refers to the incident of Hijrat, when Rasulullah wanted to leave his house. It was surrounded by the mushrikeen, were all armed. And he had asked Ali, can you take my place in the bed so that they would not, think that I've gone away? And at that time, the only question Ali asked, that, Ya Rasulullah, if I sleep in your bed, will you be protected? He said, yes. And that was the first event of Sajd-e-Shukr done in the history of Islam by Ali. And then that's where, when Ali was at that statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned to Jibreel and Mikael. He says, you are brothers, huh? Among the malaika? Who among you is willing to sacrifice his life for the other? And they just looked at one another. And this is where Jibreel says, هَذِهِ الْمُوَاسَاتِ. This is indeed the sense of, or the spirit of, support and sacrifice. And at that time, when Rasulullah heard these words of Jibreel, he says, إِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَعَنَا مِنْهُ. Ali is from me and I am from Ali. And Jibreel said, yes, وَعَنَا مِنْكُمَا. And I am from both of you. And of course, the response was, Allahumma la, no, this is only you, it's none of us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. this program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.